Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 38. I'm your host, Sid Souter, as always, coming to you from room 107 at the Residence Inn in Rocky Hill, Connecticut. So yeah, no fancy microphones or filters this time. It's just straight into the PowerBook, the aging PowerBook, as it turns out to be. But nonetheless, I've got good music for you. We started things off there with David Pajo with the song Let It Be Me from his new album called 1968. That came out on August 22nd this year on Drag City. David, of course, from Slint and Tortoise and a million other bands, Ariel and Ariel M and whatever else I think he went by for a while. I don't know, lots of things, all of them good. Coming up next, a band from Chicago, the band Chin Up Chin Up. I'm going to play the song called Landlocked Lifeguards. This is on their new album, This Harness Can't Ride Anything. Comes out on Suicide Squeeze August 10th of this year, and they've got lots and lots of tours planned. Check them out. This album is not quite as straightforward as the last one, but more poppy, so it's kind of a weird combination. They've definitely refined their sound and made it a lot more interesting, so maybe not as bold. Yeah, you decide, good or bad. This is Landlocked Lifeguards.
Thank you.
kind of bizarrely wonderful, isn't it? You can't figure out exactly what to do with the band, but it's good stuff. I say that a lot, don't I? It's because I usually don't buy bad stuff. And when I do, I say very bad things about it because I feel sad that they stole my money. The name of that band is possibly Malajube. I don't know. It's possibly the name of the song is Casa Coup. Who knows? And the album might be called Trompe-l'Olive. I don't know. I don't speak French, and I'm really not a hipster and don't sit around with my friends and talk about these bands because mostly, as we all know, people who have podcasts don't have friends. Anyway, that came out on Ninja Tune Records in February of this year, and of course the band is out of Montreal. If you couldn't hear, they definitely have that Montreal vibe, and they're probably a side project from someone big and famous. I don't know. Again, not a hipster. Coming up, or I guess before that, was Chin Up, Chin Up with the song Landlocked Lifeguards. And if I were a hipster, I could tell you that the drummer in that band, Chris Dye, was the drummer in my last band. Of course, that was about 5 years ago. So I'm not exactly on the scene anymore. But I'm glad he went somewhere. Good guy. Coming up next, song from the Hold Steady. Their album came out, I think, yesterday or tomorrow, actually. Yeah, tomorrow, October 3rd. The song I'm going to play is Chill Out Tent. It's from their new album, Boys and Girls in America, and out on Vagrant Records this time, leaving French Kiss behind. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. At first, I didn't enjoy the album as much, but it's kind of grown on me, and I guess Pitchfork reviewed it today and gave it the best rating of the year. I'm not sure it deserves that, but they still rank as one of my very favorite bands of the recent epic, I guess. So let's go and play this. This is the Hold Steady with Chill Out Tent.
There was a stage in a PA up in western Massachusetts, and the kids came from miles around to get messed up on the music. And she drove down from Bowdoin with a carload of girlfriends to meet some boys and maybe eat some mushrooms. And they did and she got sick. Now she's pinning way too shaky. She don't want to tell the doctor everything she's taking. The paramedics hovered over like a somber morning family. They gave her activated charcoal. It flooded her with saline. Edges. He'd been to school but never finished. He'd been to jail but never prison. And it was his first day off in forever, man. The festival seemed like a pretty good plan. Crew some chicks and get a suntan. And his friend gave him four, but he said only take one. But then he got bored and he ended up taking all four. Oh, so now my man, he ain't that bored anyways. The paramedics found him. He was shaking on the side of the stage.
Everything was spinning and I came to in the chill out tent. They gave me oranges and cigarettes.
I got really high and I came to in the chill out tent. They gave us oranges and cigarettes.
Baby bird all new and wet and shot a lot of parliament. He quoted her some poetry, Tennyson and denim and sheepskin. He looked a lot like Izzy Stradlin. They started kissing when the nurses took off their IVs. It was kinda sexy, but it was kinda creepy. Their mouths were fizzy with the cherry cola. They had the privacy of bed sheets and all the other kids were mostly in coma.
We'll be right back.
Okay, that was the band Wolf Piss with the song Asses in Seats off their From Montreal EP. That is an unreleased EP sent to me by the members of the band, and I'll tell you more about that later. Before that was the Hold Steady with the song Chill Out Tent from Boys and Girls in America. Comes out October 3rd. Coming up next, I've got a track from the album Leaf, which is, of course, Jimmy Lavelle. The song I'm going to play is Always For You from the album Into the Blue Again. This came out August 7th on Sub Pop Records.
Thank you.
That was Isabel Campbell with the song Rent or Dine from her forthcoming album Milk White Sheets. I think that comes out October 23rd on V2 Records. That is a traditional folk song from the 1600s probably, and has gone through various transformations. She kind of sings a later version where Rent or Dine might be a werewolf or a werefox, I guess. But in earlier versions, it was just a cautionary tale for girls to stay away from men because we have evil lurking in our hearts and I guess in our tunics or something, I don't know. Before that was the album Leaf with the song Always For You from the album Into the Blue Again. And now we're at the end of the podcast. So now's the part where I remind you how the podcast works. Every week I buy music and every week you listen to it. If it's good, it's bad, we both experience together. This week I think we did pretty well. This was podcast number 38. I've been your host, Sid Souter, and this is the Too Much Rock podcast, obviously. You can find more information on Too Much Rock at TooMuchRock.com. That's http://TooMuchRock.com, TOOMUCHROCK.com. Final track for the day is by Grizzly Bear. This is from the album Yellow House. Came out September on Warp Records. Brooklyn band here that's getting lots and lots of press. I think they're on tour currently, I think, with TV on the Radio, though I'm missing all of those dates due to my travel schedule, which is sad. This is actually an untitled hidden bonus track, so if somebody here knows actually the name of that for me or its origin, let me know. But this track is tacked onto the end of the record here, and I'm a fan of it, probably more so than the rest of the record, actually, which just couldn't live up to the hype for me. But let's end things off here with Grizzly Bear and a song that we may never know the name to. Thank you.
Thank you.